This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Let's talk about marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do.
Put a post up. They got a lot of traction. Very controversial. Marriage is a business decision. A successful marriage can be extremely fruitful. A bad marriage can be extremely painful. Choose your partner wisely. If you don't plan for an exit, it may be difficult and costly when the time comes.
And in the comments, I'm sure I got a lot of backlash when I said women investors are better than men. So I know there was at your head over this.
Well, some of the comments were that, you know, you're taking the romance out of it. You're taking the sacredness out of it. It's a covenant by God. All the post said was that it's a contract. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe in any religious text. It's talked about having a contract in marriage. So once you add a contract to it, it becomes a business agreement. I'm not even saying that's a bad thing. But we just have to go back to the HBC. You just got the knowledge that it is what it is, right? So it's like if you sign paperwork, and this is why you just can't get a divorce. Like it's just saying you can't just say, okay, the relationship's not working out, it's over.
We're done.
You have to go through the court system to get a divorce. It's not, it's, you just, even if it's amicable, you still, it still takes some time to get a divorce. If it was just done how it was done 2000 years ago, you would just have a witness say, we're no longer married. It's over.
Good luck.
Or you want to get married. You have a witness. You say you're married.
I do.
You make your vows and the eyes of God, and now you're a union. So I'm not saying that marriage is a bad thing. I'm not saying that even the contract is a bad thing, but there is a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So when you enter a contract, you should be fully informed before you sign a contract. It's just like a record deal or anything else, right? Before you sign something, you should be fully informed of what you're signing. That's all.
The marriage license.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because that is not like you can just get out of that easily.
Right.
It just doesn't work like that. And there's a lot that comes with it.
True.
So much I want to say, but I'm not.
I do.
Why not? Why not? This is a safe place.
Oh my God. No,
YouTube, chime in. How do you YouTube chime in?
That's
how do you
true. Feel?
What are your thoughts?
Hey, man. I've enjoyed the show.
Thanks for you.
No, no. Okay. I mean, yes, trading and investing has considerable risk. So does marriage. I think there needs to be protection on both sides. The game is not fair. You got to lawyer up and be prepared. Like, once the courts get involved, it's a different ball game altogether. So
tied to a rocket.
Yeah. I think everybody should sign 2 years and then the third year be a player option. See if you want to renew.
Player option.
Player option. Well played there. I like
player
that.
Option.
Player option.
What's your thoughts on this?
I was on the side that it can be very fruitful. Money does come into it. But the union is the most important part first, license or not. And so I think that,
but there is no license or not. You sign
no,
a
no, let me
license.
Finish. Let me finish.
You gotta bro. Have a license. Well, you're let not me, married. Let me
I think everybody needs to look at their own circumstances and make a wise decision for themselves. Marriage isn't for everyone, and I'm noticing that the more and more we travel, that the opinion of marriage has changed.
You like, don't say.
It's changed, and I think that might be a generational thing. I mean, we grew up. I can speak for us. Like, we grew up and we watched marriage in our households growing up, whether for better or for worse. And so there was that mindset of what marriage is supposed to be. But over the course of a generation, that has changed. And I've become more open-minded to the way that people are viewing mm-hmm. what union is and whether it has a contract or not. A lot of people say, we don't need that. We have love. And that isn't that the most important thing. But it there are business ramifications, right? Mm-hmm. And I know people don't want to think about it. I think people view it almost like we think about life insurance in a sense, where it's like we don't want to think about dying, but it's something that we have to prepare for.
Yeah.
And marriage, I feel like it could be looked at the same way. Like, nobody wants to be divorced, but we should prepare if that day comes. And you can do that before you sign the paper, or you can figure that out after. But marriage has changed, man. And I pray for my brothers and all my sisters out there that are looking for that. And I salute and applaud anybody that's not looking for that and finding other ways to find companionship and union outside of legally being married.
But is it a business decision or not?
Yes, it is. 100%.
I said that. Yeah.
So I don't understand the feedback. Why it was.
I didn't even see any of it. I mean,
marriage is a business decision. 100%. It's extremely awkward to have a conversation about breaking up when you I'm being honest.
I'm saying somebody put that.
If you are, it's awkward to have a conversation about a prenup or the end of your relationship at the beginning of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awkward conversation to have.
Is it really though?
Yeah, it's extremely awkward. Just be honest. How many people really feel people say it all the time, but like people not really even they most people are not going to have a conversation of, okay, we're going to get married. Now, if this marriage doesn't work out,
you better play. Kanye did all the heavy lifting. We want prenup. We want prenup.
How many people do you know that have one though?
I only know two.
Exactly.
I don't know any.
Exactly.
I don't know any, bro.
Exactly. One of these things that's talked about a lot, nobody has a prenup. Very few, probably 1% of the population has a prenup. Probably 1% because it's awkward. Most people don't, and a lot of people are just not even in the finance. But you should, this is the thing. You don't even have to be rich. Like, at some point we got to have a divorce lawyer on here, because like when I was a financial advisor, like talking about a quadro is like when the court makes a judgment on all your financial situation. So your 401k, people don't understand, even your 401k, you might have a half $1 million in your 401k. Half.
Do you think Scottie Pippen should have talked about that prenup or no?
Should he have?
Yes.
Hindsight is 20.
That's the real last dance. Larsa Pippen undefeated because he didn't want to have a conversation.
Mike said he don't approve of it.
He approve of Marcus doing what he's doing or no?
He don't approve. No, he said he does not approve. He's not in support of it.
But yeah, like 401k, half. Bank account, half.
Why are you stressing that? Like this half.
But I'm just, nobody thinks about that. The average person is thinking like, I'm not a millionaire or I'm not rich.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about a prenup.
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking.
And in this era, the women need to be way more concerned about the prenup, because most of the complaints be from men. Bruh, for the women who getting into it, y'all better protect yourselves. Don't anybody go quiet at once. Listen, and some of them are going to be lurking at InvestFest trying to come up on you. Big girl, yeah, I watch Market Mondays and all the EYL. We got similar minds. Don't fall for it. Prenup.
They told me I would find a like-minded spouse here.
You better tell Tony, prenup day one. Let me see your TD Ameritrade.
The prenup.
Let me see that checkings and savings. And if we sign a prenup, if we get married, you better tell them off top. Are you going to be crying? Don't end up like Kelly Clarkson.
Sometimes you got to have this is one thing I learned in business. Nobody wants to have uncomfortable conversations. But sometimes you have to have an uncomfortable conversation. So it's one of these things. I think it's important. Even if you don't have a prenup, at least have a conversation of like, what are your expectations? Let's say this doesn't work out. What do you expect to get out of this?
Yep.
You might be surprised. You might be surprised. They might say, I expect nothing. I expect everything.
Want it all.
And then sometimes people say things and then they change their mind. That happens all the time as well.
Yeah,
but I do think that marriage is extremely beneficial, and I think that from an economic standpoint, from a family standpoint, from an economic standpoint, also obviously two incomes are better than one income. It helps a lot, even tax benefits. So I'm pro marriage. I don't want people to think that I'm anti the situation.
So I think my question I want to ask in it.
But
no, I think it's extremely beneficial.
Yeah.
But it's a high probability it's not going to work out. So all I'm saying is just be prepared. That's all.
Preparation.
Because on the flip side to it, what they don't talk about, just like marriage can be beneficial, a bad marriage can sink your ship. Divorce. Yeah. Child support. At some point, we got to have a real
tax evasion. Yeah, we talked about with some people.
Yep. At some point, we got to have a real conversation about child support. This is the tax on black men, unproportionately. Disproportionately. Yeah. That's crippling people economically.
That's a real conversation.
No, it's a very real conversation.
No,
nobody wants to talk about that.
That's a conversation I would love to be part of. Yeah. I would like to moderate that conversation.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah, I would. I would, because I have peers who are that pay child support, and it's a conversation that like you said is disproportionately catered to affecting men, and we need to get to the bottom of why. Like from a legality standpoint, from an economic standpoint, what does.
It goes back to that conversation I'll ask a question. If every parent had an agreement to pay each other, or let's say dad pays mom child support and it didn't go through the state, how much net revenue would the state lose as a result? Because they're investing the money that comes in the child support pool. Can't mess up the inflow of the funds if you're going to invest the funds.
Yeah.
So
yeah, point. Child support is a very bad system. Extremely, extremely flawed. Nobody wins. That's the thing about it. Nobody wins in the child support system.
The state wins.
Well, yeah, that's probably the only person. But it creates such division and such animosity between men and women. most of the time the women are not getting enough money to even make a difference in their life. Mm-hmm. The men, the money is actually life. So the woman, the money that the women get most of the time is not life changing. The money that is taken from a man's check like is life changing. So nobody wins.
That's a spread.
Nobody wins. You can't even live somewhere because $700 a month, like $600 a month is like now that's crippling you. Mm-hmm. And then in the grand scheme of things, $600 a month is not going to like, it's not, it helps raise a child. But if you got a child, that's not going to change your life. You still got to work your job.
Yeah.
You still got to work overtime. You still got to do every, so you're still doing every single thing. So it doesn't really necessarily change your life, but it cripples somebody else's life.
And if you don't pay it,
you go to jail.
And then when you come out,
or they take your license, all kinds of different things.
Passport,
yeah.
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 Microsoft CEO expects for their revenue to double by 2030. So if everyone invests in Apple and Microsoft, Satya is on a war path as well. So he'll be able to make his child support and alimony payments on time. It's in that situation.
So just be mindful, but for all the young people watching, women and men, just be mindful of that because sometimes, you know, you do things and you can't really reverse the course of action.
Yeah.
It's one of these things, unfortunately, that can set you back in life. You know, being like I said, that's why I'm pro marriage, because being a single parent is not beneficial for anybody. It's not beneficial for anybody to be a single parent, and including the child. Yeah. So this is an economic problem that affects everybody and hurts every single person. It hurts the child, hurts the mother, hurts the father. And it's something that when you talk about finances and, you know, generational wealth, this is one of the things that can clip that early.
Yep.
And you sometimes you can never recover from it. So definitely, yeah, we can have a special. Maybe we can have a Dateline special. We have like a special relationship special. We'll talk about alimony. We'll talk about divorce. We'll talk about child support. Then we'll talk about the benefits as well. We'll talk about the tax benefits that you get for being married. We'll talk about different programs that's beneficial. But even like when you sign up to daycare, like, you know, that you get hurt if it's two incomes. Sometimes it's like the one income is more beneficial than two incomes.
Yep.
And then find the one alone. My God.
Oh my gosh. That, yeah.
One day I'm going to do maybe in an episode, all the ways that America takes money away from us while they tell us not to invest. Yeah. We went through five streams right there. Let's not even talk about private school or education for kids. Like the multiple on that business alone has went up 1,500% in the last 12, 13 years.
The daycare play is
insane.
Insane. If you have it, you're going to pay. If you don't, it's subsidized. It's somebody going to pay.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well,
they said earn your alimony.
Earn your alimony.
That's funny. That's funny. So, hey, listen.
Crazy.
Fellas, y'all got to watch out because that's the play too. Help you build something up. This is the real play you got to watch out. You don't have anything, Gerard. You find somebody, she help you build it and then take 70% on the back end. That's the other venture capital.
That's the
other V capital.
The earn your alimony plays easy. You go to South Beach, you go to West Hollywood, you go to, you know, all of these different places.
Are you a little sucker?
So why can't we take that serious, man? What's wrong with us?
But that is an investment strategy.
I'm talking about Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs, and you just wait. It's like fishing. Just wait.
Facts.
Wait. Somebody gonna bite.
Stay out long enough. You're gonna catch a fish.
Big fish.
Y'all can catch some suckers on investment.
That's a fact.
You just wait.
Y'all gonna be applying too much pressure.
Like, patience.
Okay. That's a fact. You go to all these events that you see, earn your leisure in, and just go to the clubs. You see the same people.
Facts.
Intentionally. Intentionally.
Yo, he's not lying, bro.
Intentionally.
He's not lying.
This is all over the world.
Hey, back world tour inside the world tour. I can't wait to go back.
All you need is one. Somebody's
you only need one victory.
That's it. All you need is one.
Flawless.
One.
Flawless victory.
the shooting guard for the you name it.
Somebody on the team.
You name it.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.